Proclamation number 6922 of 18th of September, 1957. The pure gospel of love. And whether the gospel is proclaimed everywhere in the world, whether the commandments of love for God and neighbor are constantly recited to people, the gospel can only be considered spread in the world if it is heeded, if the way of life is now lived in accordance with this gospel of love, and only then are the prerequisites for recognizing and acknowledging Jesus Christ and his act of salvation given. Dead knowledge is not enough, because every effect for the soul depends solely on the fulfillment of the commandments of love, on a way of life and love. The gospel of love is to be proclaimed, and that is like sowing the seed. But whether the soil is good enough to receive the seed, and whether it will now sprout, grow and flourish and bear fruit, that is up to each person himself. And this then is acceptance or rejection of the gospel. This is why servants of God are needed who, as disciples of Jesus Christ, carry the gospel out into all the world, who are to stimulate people's will to accept it. And if they do good work as servants in the vineyard of the Lord, it means that they are tirelessly active in making the fallow fields fertile, that they try to stimulate people's hearts in love and patience to take in the delicious seed that guarantees growth if it is only properly cared for and watered again and again with water of love, so that it can sprout and flourish. Bad seed, however, cannot bear good fruit, and that is why the Lord of the vineyard provides his servants with good seed and gives them the task of cultivating the fields of the vineyard. But the servant who does not have good seed at his disposal will not be able to achieve great success. So what use is it if a gospel is spread into the world that is no longer pure and unadulterated? What use is it if a teaching is spread that no longer corresponds to the truth? Then one cannot speak of the proclamation of the gospel which the man Jesus taught on earth, which was a divine teaching because God himself spoke through Jesus, and thus purest seed was scattered which also promised a good harvest. And it is this pure, unadulterated gospel which is to be conveyed to people again, which God himself wants to convey to them again through his disciples, whom he has chosen himself for this ministry. Irrefutably, a seed that has been mixed with bad seed must also bring a corresponding harvest. The field will bear only little useful fruit but many weeds, which must be separated and burnt at harvest time. But a good master will always see to it that the seed is clean before he sets his servants to work. A good master also employs good servants who he knows will protect the good seed from contamination, but he will not keep a servant who procures seed elsewhere and who need not be surprised if no success is to be seen. If what the earth produces cannot be used and must therefore be discarded, for the weeds will overgrow everything, the weeds will also take away the vitality of the few good plants, and all the work of those servants will have been done in vain. And then one cannot speak of spreading the gospel, one cannot speak of proclaiming the divine word which, as an outpouring of divine love, contains the doctrine of love which is to be followed of its own free will, completely without coercion, in order to bring the soul the maturity for the purpose of which it dwells on earth. But God will always instruct his true disciples and convey the pure gospel to them. And he will also send them out into the world again to proclaim his word, to sow good seed in people's hearts, to preach love and only ever exhort them to love. and where the divine teaching of love is proclaimed, the Spirit of God will also descend into human hearts which live according to this teaching of love. And He will teach them. He will guide their thinking correctly, and they will know and recognize what they have to do in order to become blessed. Amen.